All right. Tom Cloud is now standing by. He's up on deck with this week's Precious Metals Market Update. Let's go to that right now. All right, Tom. Well, welcome back to the program. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm doing great, Jerry. I mean, this moving is not for the faint-hearted, I can tell you that.
Oh, I know. You're making your big move this week, and we'll get into that here in a little bit. I tell you, this week, we have had Greece all over. I mean, Greece has been in the news, and of course, the U.S. dollar has been making news, and gold continues to slowly plod higher. Talk to our audience about what you've seen. I know you've been in the move this week, so you've been a little more out of the loop than normal, but I know you still have your eyes on this stuff all the time. What's happening in gold this week?
Well, gold is just continuing to consolidate, ready for what we think will be a pretty strong move in the fall, but it just is showing strength in the summer, which is not unheard of, but it's unusual the last several years because usually it is slow from about Memorial Day to July 4th, and then gold starts gaining momentum. But this year, due to the problems that we talk about quite frequently, what's going on in Greece and more and more about default becoming a reality, people have a choice. They can move to another currency, and they have moved the U.S. dollar, which is crazy, but it's helped push the dollar up. But people are also moving to gold, and we think we'll see more and more of that, especially with the lead of the central bank. So this is something that is unique, but certainly not unheard of to see gold at the kind of strength that we're having this summer.
You know, it's interesting. I've been watching this market for a long time, and not just gold and silver, but obviously the equities. And, you know, now the talk is the recovery may not happen until 2013, 2014. I even saw one the other day that said 2018. These are coming now out of some of the mainstream economists who are just now jumping on the bus and saying, oh, we're heading towards a brick wall. And they're just now beginning to get it. Now, this is causing a distortion of sorts in the markets, because up until this point, there was a basic trade that you could do that basically said, you know, it's the end of America trade. You could basically trade gold, you could trade silver, you could trade energy, and you basically kind of knew the direction it was going in. Right now, there's so much distortion in the air that it's difficult, because there's so many conflicting stories and conflicting trades going on. It's really become difficult. So my question for you is, gold and silver, the story is obvious. You know, there was a report that came out this week from Standard Chartered, who basically stated that the mining output of gold is down, and it's going to continue to be down. Not only is the demand story real, the supply constraints are very, very real. And that was a very interesting article or interesting report that was released. Are the fundamentals for gold and silver going forward enough to continue to propel it to the levels that you and I both believe they're going to hit?
I don't think there's any question that the fundamentals are there. We just continue to see the growth in China's savings and it's going into gold, and same thing in India, and it's just not going to slow down. And like you said, Bill Murphy, who's been on your show before, made a talk in Munich last week, and he talked about the supply side. People just don't realize not only the central banks buying, but these countries are going to be buying into the future, not just for a day or two or a week or two or a month or two. I mean, these are people that are putting their savings into gold long term. The fundamentals are setting up nicely, and I think most of us believe that at some point the dollar is going to break that major support at 72. And it's going to probably take a free fall 10% or so. And as I've said many times on this show, for every 1% gold's gone down since 2000, every 1% the dollar's gone down, gold's gone up 12.5%. So if you look at and say the dollar breaks 72 and goes down to 65 or somewhere in that range, then you're talking about adding another $1,200 to the price of gold pretty quickly. So I think the fundamentals are still in place for that. The silver fundamentals are a little bit different. It is going to take inflation more, but as we'll talk about in a minute, I do think silver is really, really, really setting up for a nice move the last 4 months of this year.
it's kind of interesting that the gold mining stocks are just getting hammered even this week, even as gold just, you know, remains steady and consolidates and even moves trends a little bit higher. Gold stocks, gold mining stocks are getting hammered. What's your take on that? Why is that happening?
Well, that's been my same take since 1999. It's not gold stocks or a company. You're investing in a company. The company may mine gold for a living, but it's still going to flow with the stock market. The reason these gold stocks have trailed so far behind the physical is strictly because of the stock market. When it gets up and pulls back, you know, people don't say, well, liquidate everything I've got except my gold mining shares. And that's what people have to realize. When you're buying an equity, when you buy gold shares, you're not buying gold. You're buying an opportunity. If you get on the right side with the right company, you can multiply your profits. But the percentage of those doing that has become smaller and smaller and smaller. And I think part of that is just the risk they're taking. When you get so much money coming in, looking for gold investments and don't really understand what they're doing, you're getting people investing in gold shares through stockbrokers, and it's causing a lot of people to rush in, and it's making these big companies make mistakes by taking, marginal properties and putting big money into them, or properties that have environmental issues, and that kind of thing is really hurting the equity. So I don't think there's anything wrong with taking some money and speculating with that, but that's not the kind of things we talk about and the kind of things that we believe people should have the physical gold in their hand or in a certificate where physical gold is backing their investment and not some company that's run by a stockholder. Stockholders and presidents, and they're voting themselves raises and trips and everything else. They're just completely two different animals.
Yeah, a lot more risk and much more speculative. I definitely agree. Okay, what about silver? Let's move into silver. We only have a few minutes left. Let's talk about what's happening in silver. What's going on with the silver trade?
Well, that one we can just say real quickly, setting up exactly as we've talked the last several times. We're getting that staying below 37, as long as it stays below $37, it's not going to break out. And I think we've got a good chance to go back to 32 for a triple bottom that we've talked about over the last month. And our silver investors need to just be getting ready, because there's going to be an opportunity coming sometime in the next few weeks, probably by the middle of July to the middle of August, where we're going to give an all-out buy signal. And I still think, even with quantitative easing ending, but we'll have a couple of weeks to look at it, silver is going to make a major move the last 4 months of the year back into the 40s. Just how high in the 40s or possibly even 50 will get, we'll have to wait till we get there. But in all our clients, it's a great buy right now, but it could get to be a better buy in a few weeks.
Okay, let's move into palladium as well, because over the last, since the middle of May all the way just until, maybe last week or so, we had some upward momentum. Palladium's kind of broken down over the last week, and it's in kind of a downtrend short term. What's happening in palladium?
Well, it went from 7:30 to 8:12 on the news of partial strike in the mining area, and the metal is so rare that it pushed the price up 10% in 5 trading days. And then as that information came in and the strike settling, then it just fell back to the 735, 745 range where it should be. So I love plating where it is. I know it sounds bad to say I'm glad it pulled back, but there was no reason for it to go up there except for rumors of a major strike. And that was the only reason it took off, which it should have. I mean, if it did turn into a strike, you could have had $900 palladium. So I'm kind of glad it set up like it did. But it just shows you how rare this metal is, and we're still shooting for a $950 to $1,000 per ounce target by the end of the year, no matter what the economy does. We still think you'll see $950 this year. So palladium could get back to $700. But every day it stays above 720, it's setting up not to come back. So I like palladium, and definitely will be buying palladium sometime in August, if not before.
Okay, Standard Bank had an interesting comment this week on rhodium. Rhodium set to rise 35% on cars and mining outlook. Something happened in rhodium recently. Talk about that particular metal.
Well, rhodium, we've made a lot of money in rhodium. I've never talked about it on the show because we've been out of it. But we first went into rhodium at $500 an ounce, and it went up to $8,000 an ounce back in June of 2008 when the financial crisis came. And then it went from $8,000 down to $1,400, and we gave a buy signal and watched it double in less than a year. And a lot of our clients double their money. And then we've been out of it. We still see it around 1900. But the news that you're talking about, not only is there a shortage on that, the new uses, they're using it in automobiles, but now they're getting ready to announce an ETF. An ETF has been announced, and we know what happened to palladium and platinum right after those ETFs came out. And we think we're going to see the same thing in rhodium. So you cannot take physical delivery of rhodium. You've got to own it in a certificate. We do sell only physical rhodium, but we sell it in certificates. You cannot take delivery. It does have a little higher markups in it because of the rarity of it. But, Jerry, I'm seeing from some people that I have very high respect for and have known for many years, telling their clients they're looking at rhodium to $6,000 or $7,000 an ounce in the next 3 years, from 2,000 to 6,000. So I will be talking more and more about rhodium, and as this ETF kicks off, we'll keep the listeners posted on that.
That sounds good. Well, I know you've been in a move this week, and it's pretty exciting because you're actually hiring on another person to help you tell the folks about your week journey down to the beach and the new exciting news.
Well, the funny part was the movers showed up a day early and sitting there working, up comes the moving van, the door, and we thought they were coming on Wednesday and setting us up on Thursday, and they came on Tuesday. So we actually worked around all day Tuesday and got down, but it turned out to be a good thing because we run into a few snafus, as you do when you move. But it was wonderful last night when I took my golf cart over to the office and then 400 yards onto the beach to relax a little bit before I came home last night after working all day setting things up. So there are advantages to being at the beach, but we're going to be ready next week, and my daughter is working with us, and she's interviewed three girls already as an assistant, and she's going to get it down to two, and I'm going to interview them next week. So we'll have three and possibly even four people in there right away. So
that's fantastic.
We're excited, and we're going to give our clients better service. Now we give them good service. It's been just overwhelming trying for two people to handle the kind of volume that we've been handling. But we're excited about it, and I think everybody will be able to see the difference soon. I'll be sending out on the email blast over the weekend our new phone numbers and fax number down here in St. Simons Island, Georgia.
All right. Well, they can still call the 800 number, the 800-247-2812 to contact you. That'll still be in operation next week?
That's correct.
Okay, excellent. All right, well,
we'll be open on Tuesday morning for business. Monday we've got the last people coming to install things, but we're right on schedule like we were told, and so we'll be ready on Tuesday morning to open back up.
Sounds great. All right, Tom. Well, I tell you what, we'll see you right here next week, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
All right, Jerry. Same to you. Thanks.
All right, Tom Cloud has been in the business of precious metals for well over 30 years. He is available by phone at 800-247-2812 in his brand new office down in the southern part of Georgia. He is available for all 50 states, does free shipping and insurance on all gold, silver, and palladium orders. And it sounds like he also has access to rhodium as well. In fact, he can pretty much order any particular precious metal, including platinum. But anyway, you can contact him, 800-247-2812. I would also urge you to get signed up on Tom's email list. If you're not currently on that, you can go to our website, ftmdaily.com,
Click on the Precious Metals button at the top, and then you'll see a form that you can just put your name and email into. And this is basically for those who want to stay up with what's happening in the precious metals markets during the week, plus any kind of pricing and promotions that Tom Cloud wants to share with his clients. You'll be instantly placed upon that as well. He usually sends out about two or three emails every single week. But anyway, if you'd like to contact him, 800-247-2812.